Try to imagine all life as you know it stopping instantaneously and every molecule in your body exploding at the speed of light.
Total protonic reversal. Protonic reversal.
Protonic reversal.
With Conan Neutron.
If you're looking for the very best in post-punk, punk rock, and indie rock that doesn't forget to, you know, actually rock, tune in to Protonic Reversal every Thursday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Radio Valencia. I talk to interesting guest musicians, play rad tunes, and we have more than a few laughs.
You know, I kind of know the sound man for Rob Zombie.
We get awesome, get deep, and we never forget to raise our fists up.
ร่วมสามัคคีสร้าง
สารหน้าแรงทุกปีเป็นมาเช่นเดิมซ้ำยังถูกเติมถูกเติมความคิดบิดพันเมืองทองของไทยของพวกเราชาวนานั้นยุ่งสารพันเจ้าบ้านจึงเป็นส่วนเกินเปลี่ยนแปลงแก้ไขรวมใจกันพัฒนาสร้างใจให้กล้าผ่านค่านิยมเปิ่นเซินรวมสามัคคีสร้างความดีความเจริญมีชีวิตเพลิดกับส่วนเกินจับติดผลหา
bags, I'll cut their fucking head off with a fucking axe. I'll fucking piss off.
I seen the pictures on TV, and I made up my mind that I'd go and see with my own eyes. It didn't take too long to hitch a ride with a guy going south to start a new life. Past the place where my friend died 2 years ago. Down the 303 at the end of the road. Flashing lights and screeching songs. And it made me think it's not just the stars that they got it. On the bean field, they came like a wolf on the fold. But no, they didn't give a warning. They took their bloody toll. I seen a pregnant woman lying in quite a room. I seen her children crying as the police tore apart their home. But no, they didn't need a reason. It's what your votes condone. It seems they're committing treason by trying to live on the run. And I say, hey, now can't you see? There's nothing in it that you can come free. They're getting their kicks, they're laughing at you and me.
Style can't be duplicated or recycled.
I am a traveler, a wanderer.
I'm not a disc jockey. I'm a human radio station.
Dante's Hot Tub with your host, Juan Rapido.
What a bummer!
On Radio Valencia, Wednesday, 8 to 10.
Countdown, take me away!
Thank you very much. You've been a delightful audience.
upon a scary Halloween when hoot owls hooted and hound dogs howled. Four excited kids named Josh and Edward and Aaron and Teeny were getting ready to go trick-or-treating. It was almost dark, and they had on their scariest Halloween costumes. Suddenly, the doorbell said. They ran to the door, and sitting there was a giant jack-o'-lantern.
It looks like a pumpkin pie with his clothes on,
said Aaron.
It's a magic jack-o'-lantern.
Who said that?
I said that.
The jack-o'-lantern said that. That must be magic,
said Josh.
Hey, how come you have a flashlight inside your head?
Because candles and other burning things are very dangerous. You should carry a flashlight, too, when you go trick-or-treating.
And Teeny said,
he got one.
Good. Now, if you take me trick-or-treating with you, I'll make some scary sounds for you.
Like what?
Said Teeny, and Jack-o'-lantern said,
like ghosts in the wind. Listen.
Watch out for ghosts. Wasn't that scary?
Yes.
Make some more scary sounds.
I will, later, if you take me trick-or-treating.
Come on, let's go.
And so Josh and Edward and Aaron and Teeny and Jack-o'-lantern went off trick-or-treating.
Who goes first?
We all go together. You shouldn't go trick-or-treating alone.
Okay.
Trick-or-treat.
Come on in.
I'm sorry, we're not supposed to go into houses of strangers.
You're right. I'll go get you a treat. Now, you just wait right there, and I'll be right back.
Make another scary sound, Mr. O'Lantern.
How about the wickedest witch in the world?
What was that scary sound?
The wickedest witch in the world.
Oh. Okay, here's your treats.
Thank you.
Come on, let's go to the next house.
Hey, wait for me!
And me!
And they all had a wonderful time trick-or-treating all around the neighborhood, being careful to look both ways before they crossed the street. And when they got home with all their treats, they sat down in a circle around Jack-o'-lantern, who said,
would you like to hear a scary Halloween story?
Yes.
This is the story of a haunted house. In it lived a ghost, a skeleton, and a bat. Last Halloween, when they were getting ready to go out to scare everyone, they went into the closet to put on their scariest costumes, when suddenly a wind blew through the spider webs covering the windows, and the door slammed shut, locking them in the closet, where they have lived for a whole year, waiting for you to come into the haunted house to let them out. You come through the front door, 7 steps away from that closet. You take the first step. It's dark and quiet. You take the second step. The third step. You know what's behind that closet door. You take the fourth step. You take the fifth step. You take the sixth step. You're 1 step away from the ghost, the skeleton, and the bat. You take the seventh step. Don't be scared. Open the doors.
Thank you.
It sure was a good story, Mr. Old Lantern.
How did you learn to tell scary stories?
Well, one day I had a donut, and suddenly my mouth could talk.
A donut?
That's right. Winchell's donuts do magic things to your mouth.
A Winchell's donut really, really does it. Donut!
And now, for all you girls and boys at home, I have some scary sounds for you.
H is for the hemorrhoids that you had removed. E is for the exercise you never have time for. R is for the rants that there's no reason or rhyme for. Father, father, dear old dad, you're my papa and you ain't half bad. Dad, D is for the dopey things you say to my friends. A is for that angry look when mom overspends. D is for the driveway that you sometimes just miss. But you're our dad and life with you is nothing but bliss. Papa, P is for the Pepto-Bismol you sometimes drink. For olive pits that you spit out in the sink. P's for perseverance when we're all in a lurch. And P is for that Sunday when you poot it in church. Daddy, A is for those little things you always will do. When we need your help, we know we can count on you. Father, father, dear old dad, you're my papa and you ain't half bad. Father, father, dear old pop, you're my dad, I'm so glad it's time to stop.
Wednesday, the day you face your own biggest challenge, the day you risk it all.
Nose hair, Linkland.
Bizarre religious objects, weird ceremonies, snake handlers, and pot-smoking children.
With Gary Carpenter,
a man everybody would like to have seen dead.
And Dr. Fiasco,
an audacious man of action, capable of a tender, hopeless love, which could only last a day. But a day which was worth all eternity.
Wednesdays, from 10 p.m. to midnight.
It's gonna be like nothing anybody has ever seen.
On Radio Home.
Love someone.
disappear. Get to the place based up with all our fears. To make a move could be devastation. To take a chance is the way to face them. Making a choice to take a different road. You want a revolution?
Yeah.
You gotta make a difference on your own.
Want a revolution?
Yeah.
Stand up, stand out and make it now.
Want a revolution?
Yeah.
You gotta make a difference on your own.
Want a revolution?
Yeah.
Stand up, stand out and make it now.
A new state, renovation, a new day. Rejuvenation these days. Another way, no replay, no replay. I think about it this way. Time's up, how can I say that's okay? Too late, I should have, could have made me. Why wait? But in the end it could be my last big mistake.
You want a revolution?
Yeah.
You gotta make a difference on your own.
Want a revolution?
Yeah.
Stand up, stand up and make it now.
Want a revolution?
Yeah.
You gotta make a difference on your own.
Want a revolution?
Yeah.
Is Dr. Howland Owl, and I would like to invite you to listen to the Ask Dr. Hal Show, live on Radio Valencia. It's on Fridays, Friday night from 10 to midnight, and beyond. Who knows how late we run. I, Dr. Howland Owl, don't always know. But I promise you, this is the most amazing collection of radio memorabilia that you have ever had occasion to hear. The wonder, the terror, the savagery, and the splendor of Ask Dr. Hal live on radio. Call in and ask me a question, or any of the recondite crew who occasionally sits in. You yourself can join the party. It just takes a radio, the Ask Dr. Hal Show live on radio, and you, Friday nights, 10 to midnight on Radio Valencia.
Thank you, and God bless you, everybody. Oh, why don't we bring out our next guest? You know, yes. I know this young lady. I've known her about three months now, you know. And, well, let's bring her out. Lucille Contaldo. Here she is, everybody. Hi, Lucille. All yours. Isn't she pretty, everybody? Huh?
Once in your life, you find him. Someone who turns your heart around, and next thing you know, you're closing down the town. Wake up and it's still with you, even though your love is way across town. Wondering to yourself, what have I found? When you get caught between the moon and New York City, I know it's crazy, but it's true. If you get caught between the moon and New York City, the best that you can do, the best that you can do, is fall in love. He pleases all of his life with his master's toys, and deep down
You know, that just won the Academy Award. You know that, don't you?
Yes.
Wow, that's a beautiful number, too.
It sure is.
Of course, I always get them wrong. I always pick the wrong ones and the wrong time and everything. But, you know, who am I? You know, I'm just a...
Can I ask you? Now I'm going to ask you the same question. Who's your favorite singer?
Always Barbara Streisand was, and Ella Fitzgerald.
Ella Fitzgerald, oh, wow, that's one of my favorites. Well, Barbara
Streisand.
They're two
Streisand, of a different
They're all
class,
my favorites. I like them all. If they got it, I like them. That's it.
This one's for the Cardiff crew. 1, 2, 3, 4!
Society, laws are told, but
This one's for the Cardiff crew. One, two, three, four!